It is my pleasure indeed to be here today and to be God's messenger to our hearts.
很高兴今天能够这里，然后能够代替神把他的这个消息能够释放出来。
Your pastor, Dr. Chung, is a cherished friend from seminary days.
钟牧师是我的好朋友，一直到我们读神学院的开始就是好朋友了。
I want to share with us from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 and 16. But on the way to getting to those verses, I want to read a few other verses.
我们今天主要的经文就是马太福音五章十三开始。然后在我读这些经文之前，我想跟大家分享一些不同的经文。
Still in the 5th chapter of Matthew.
好，同样是还在第五章。
This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是所谓的登山宝训的刚刚开始。
And Jesus teaches us in the Beatitudes what life is to be like in the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣在教训大家说这个天国是怎么一回事。
So let's look first at what we call the Beatitudes.
好，我们来看一下什么叫做登山宝训。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the gentle or meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
怜恤人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
And then after Jesus had said these words, which is his explanation to us as his followers about how we're to live as his disciples.
然后耶稣在说完以上这些话以后呢，这些话实际上就是他教训我们所谓的门徒怎么样在世上生活。
These are not things we do in order to be saved.
这些不是我们要做的这些事才能够被得救的。
But because we're saved, this is how we should live.
而是因为我们已经得救了，这就是我们的一个生活，我们的生命。
And then Jesus tells us how he wants us to make a difference in our world.
然后耶稣同样让我们说，我们怎么样在这个世上能够发生作用呢？
He says to us, you are the salt of the earth.
他说你们是世上的盐。
But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again?
盐若失了味，怎么能叫它再咸呢？
It is no longer good for anything.
以后无用。
Except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
不过是被人丢在外面，被人践踏了。
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
But on the lampstand and it gives light to all who are in the house.
是放在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who art in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
I want to read it from a different translation.
我有另外一个不同的翻译本。
This is called the cotton patch version.
The cotton patch version. Okay.
It represents my southern heritage.
这代表我的南方的人，是代表我的南方的一些传统。
But it gives emphasis to parts of the verse that we do not get otherwise.
但是它有一个特别的重强调的重点，是我们别的地方的翻译好像没有看到的。
You are the earth's salt.
你们是地上的盐。
But now if you just sit there,
但你如果这个盐只是坐在那里,
and don't salt,
然后不去盐别人,
how will the world ever get salted?
那人家怎么能够被淹到呢？被盐淹到呢？
You'll be so worthless that you'll be thrown out and trampled on by the rest of society.
然后呢，你是如此的无用，就被整个的人类社会群就把你丢出去了。
You are the world's light.
你是世上的光。
You are a city on a hill that cannot be hid.
你是在城市上，光是不能够隐藏的。
Have you ever heard of anybody turning on the light and then covering it up?
你们有没有看到有一个人变下了光，但是又把它盖住呢？
Don't you fix it so that it will light up the whole room?
你们难道不是让它能够照亮一个整个的房间吗？
Well then, since you are God's light, which he has turned on,
既然你们是所谓神的光，而且他把你们打亮了，神已把你开了。
Go ahead and shine so clearly that when your conduct is observed, it will be plainly the work of your spiritual father.
那就赶快去放光吧，你放了光以后，别人就知道你这些荣耀都是从父那里来的。Now
Jesus could have asked us if we wanted to be salt and light.
耶稣可以说问我说，哎，你要不要变成盐？你要不要做光呢？
But he didn't.
但他没有这么做。
He told us, you are salt and light.
他告诉你，我说，你就是盐，你就是光。
It means that we're to make a difference in our world.
就是说我们在这个世上应该是起作用的。
Just as salt makes a difference, and light makes a difference.
就像盐跟光可以制造一个不同的效果。
Now we recognize that salt is necessary for life.
那我们知道盐是生命不能够缺少的东西。
Our word salary comes from salt.
我们所谓的薪水，英文的薪水这个名词，事实上是从盐里面那个字延伸出来的。
In the days of the Roman Empire,
就在罗马帝国那个时代,
salt was often used as a commodity to pay one's wages.
盐是用来给你付薪水的。
Therefore, the idea of salary coming from salt.
所以我们所谓英文字 salary 这个薪水就是从盐这个字这个研发出来的。
The structure of the language in this verse says,
这个句子里面它的句子结构主要讲的是,
if we are not the salt, there will be no salt.
如果我们不是盐的话，这个就没有盐了。
Jesus has no plan B.
耶稣他并没有所谓的A计划或者B计划，他只有一个A计划。
You are the salt.
你就是这个A计划，你就是这个盐。
There are those persons whom we know,
有些人我们知道一些人,
that we may refer to as the salt of the earth kind of people.
我们会说，哦，这个人就是世上的盐这种类型的人。
There are people who make a difference in our lives.
这些人在我们生命中起了一个非常大的作用。
So let's think for a moment about what salt does.
So 我们来想一下盐能够做什么呢?
And we'll learn from that how we are to make a difference as salt.
然后我们从那里学习以后，知道怎样去做这个盐。
We need it for our physical health.
第一，我们需要，也是我们身体的需要，健康需要。
Salt has an antiseptic value.
然后这个盐呢，它有这种可以这个止盐的作用。
It can heal and cure.
可以治愈，可以治病。
We are to be healers in our broken world.
在这个破碎的世界里面，我们必须要做一个治伤疗伤的人。
In the course of any day, we may meet friends who are brokenhearted.
然后呢，我们可以医治人的破碎的心。
It is our privilege to be an agent of God's love and grace to bring healing into their lives.
这是我们的一个荣耀, 能够做一个神的一个, 医治, 这个破碎人心的一个, 一个工具。
So salt has a healing power.
所以盐呢, 是有一种医疗的作用。
Salt also preserves.
另外盐它是也是可以让那个食物能够保存久远。
Before the days of refrigeration,
在没有冰箱以前,
salt was often used to cure meat.
然后盐呢,
in that same sense, as a preserver,
变成一个, 保存的, 让它不要变坏的一个东西,
we are to preserve the truth of His Word. We as Baptists like to talk about the Bible as our guideline for faith and practice.
圣经就是我们的指引，就是我们的一切生活的指导。
We recognize that Christianity is always counter to the culture.
我们也清楚我们的基督信仰跟世界是相违背的。
So when our government says,
所以当我们的政府说,
it is legal to end the life of an unborn child,
这是合法的, 你对做, 对胎是合法的,
we are to stand on the word of God and recognize that He has a purpose for every life.
我们必须要站在神的话语, 坚立在神的话语, 然后宣誓说, 每一个生命都是有目的的, 在神眼里都是有目的的。
When our government says,
当政府说,
it is legal for men to marry men or women to marry women,
同性恋是合法的,
we are to lift up the biblical standard and remind our world that God's pattern for marriage is one man for one woman for life.
我们就必须站立在真理上向世人宣告说, 神 的眼里的婚姻是一男一女。
So do you see as the salt of the earth,
所以你看到当成世上的盐,
we are to preserve the truth of His Word.
我们必须要把神话语的真理能够把它保存起来。
We recognize that salt also makes things taste better.
然后盐呢, 同样的能够是一个调味料, 让食物变得更可口。
We put salt in our food,
我们把食物里面放盐,
not to taste the salt, but to enhance the flavor of the food.
并不是说我们要尝到这个咸的味道, 而是要把这个食物的原味能够把它更引发出来。
Salt makes a difference in our food.
所以对食物来说, 盐的作用实在是太大了。
In that same way,
同样的,
our presence is to make a difference in any situation where we may find ourselves.
然后我们的存在就是在任何的情况之下, 让我们的存在能够发生一些作用。
We're to make it better for everybody around us.
让我们周围的人因为我们而能够过更好。
So ask yourself,
所以请大家温馨自问,
is your neighborhood a better neighborhood because you live there?
你的邻舍, 你的邻居, 是不是因为你住在那里会变得更好呢?
Jesus taught us that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves.
耶稣告诉我们说我们要爱我们的邻舍如自己。
Therefore, we're to seek their welfare as we seek our own.
所以我们把他们的福祉当成我们自己的福祉。
Is your neighborhood a better neighborhood because you live there?
然后你的那个邻舍里面是不是就因为你住在那里你的这个社区就变得更好呢?
And we might also ask ourselves,
我们同样还要再问我们自己,
is your church a better church because you're there?
你们的教会是不是因为你在那个教会里而变得更好呢?
We work toward unity,
我们是不是在主里那个合一的一起去工作呢?
Not division,
而不是这个纠纷或者分散呢?
We come together to encourage each other,
我们在一起是互相砥砺的, 互相鼓励,
to be all that God asks us to be.
然后立志要成为神要我们做的人。
we're to make a difference in our church.
我们必须我们的存在要使我们教会能够更变得更好。
Is your family a better family because you're in that family?
同样的，你的家庭是不是因为你而变得更好呢？
Do you seek to serve your family, or do you expect your family to serve you?
你的期望是能够为你的家人服务呢，还是你想要你的家人来服务你呢？
In the Cotton Patch version that we read, if you don't salt, the world will trample all over you.
然后再看看那个南方的那个版本那里面，他说，如果你不是盐的话，你就会被人践踏。
So are we going to be agents of change, making a difference?
所以我们要变成一个让这个周围能够起变化的呢？
Are we just going to get stepped on by society?
还是就在那边被人家踩呢，踩来踩去呢？
Jesus said, be salt.
耶稣就说，你们要做盐。
Now, I'm not a chemist.
哦，我不是个化学家。
But I understand that pure salt will never lose its saltiness.
我知道，如果是这个精盐100%的盐的话，它是永远不会失去它这个盐的味道。
Jesus says, if you lose your saltiness, you're worthless.
耶稣说，你这个盐，这个没有盐的味道，你还有什么用呢？
How do we lose our saltiness?
所以我们怎么样能够这个盐能够失去盐的味道呢？
If pure salt never loses its saltiness,
如果精的盐100%盐是永远不会失去它的盐味。
Then it means we are to be pure before God.
也就是说你在神的面前要做这个精盐100%的这个盐。
We're to keep our lives free from the sin and the trappings of the world.
我们必须要让我们的生活、生命中避免那些属世的一些东西的影响的践踏。
We're to lift up clean hands and a pure heart before God.
我们在神面前能够高举我们圣洁的心以及纯洁的手。
Jesus also tells us that we're to be the light of the world.
耶稣告诉说你们要做世上的光。
Light is an amazing thing.
光是一个很了不起的东西。
It can pass through glass as we see it doing even now in this room.
我们其实看到这个光可以透过这个玻璃穿透过来，我们现在就看到这个光。
It is not hindered by that which might get in its way.
然后它不会被一些事物所阻挡的。
When an opaque object is put in the path of light,
如果是一些灰色的东西放在这个光的里面的时候,
a shadow is created.
它就会产生一个阴影影子。
But we know that shadows are never real.
我们知道影子是不真实的。
They only appear to be.
只是看起来好像是有这个影子。
So when light shines where the shadow is, the shadow disappears. When we face the light, we no longer see the shadow.
所以当光一进来，一强的时候，这个影子就消失了。So
we see that light overcomes obstacles that may be put in its way.
所以我们看到光是可以克服一切放摆在它面前的一切的障碍物。It
is the nature of light to overcome whatever may seek to obstruct its path.
所以这个光的作用就是要除去它面前的一切的障碍物。
Then Jesus says, you're not to put your light under a basket.
然后耶稣就说，你的灯不应该是放在一个斗下面。
Now think about that. We're to be the light of the world.
我们想一想啊，我们应该是做世上的光，不是吗？
What if we put our light under certain baskets, the light is hindered from doing its job.
我们把它藏在一个斗下面，一个篮子底下的话， 我们是不是就让这个光不能发挥作用呢？
Some put their light under a basket of selfishness.
有的人的放在一个什么斗底下，就是自私的这个斗底下。
They think it's all about them.
他们认为一切都是我。
It's not about others or about God.
也不是为了别人，也不是为了神。
Some put their light under the basket of unconfessed sin.
那有的人是把这个隐藏的这个灯 放在这个隐藏的罪的这个斗底下。
When we allow sin to control us or direct our lives,
当我们容这个罪来控制我们,
Our light cannot shine so brightly. We've hid it under a bushel or a basket called sin.
然后我们就好像把这个光藏在一个所谓这个罪的一个盖子底下，它就不能够发光。
Some put their light under the basket of unresolved issues with other people.
那有的人就把他的光藏在一些所谓跟人家的一些是是非非没有解不能解决的一些是非的里面。
And their light cannot shine to the glory of God.
然后同样的，他的光也不能够为神的荣耀来去照。
Some put their light under the basket of unforgiveness.
啊，有的人是把他的光藏在不能够宽恕人的这个斗底下。
Refusing to forgive others.
不愿意去原谅别人。
Refusing to accept God's forgiveness for themselves.
也不愿意接受神给他的原谅。
And sometimes refusing to forgive themselves for things of the past.
甚至连他们自己都不愿意为自己过去的事情来原谅自己。
Some hide their light under a basket of cowardice.
有的人就把他们的光藏在一个懦弱的这个斗底下。
They're afraid, so they turn away.
因为他们害怕，他就躲起来了。
And the scriptures teach us that God has never given a spirit of fear.
这个圣经也告诉我们，神是在神里面是没有恐惧的。
But of love and of truth and a sound mind.
而是给我们一个爱，然后真理以及一个心。
Some hide their light under a basket of apathy.
有的人就把他们的光藏在一个很凄凄惨惨的一个斗的底下。
They simply don't care about the things of God.
然后他们对神的事情是漠不关心。
How can one look at the grace and love of our Lord Jesus?
怎么有人能够看到神对我们这样的宏宽的这个大爱？
As he expressed it on the cross.
就是他的这个大爱是在十字架上彰显出来的。
And not be moved to concern.
而没有因感动的而改变呢？
Those are baskets that we can hide under.
这些就是我们能够藏的斗。
And yet Jesus told us that we're to be the light of the world.
但是神告诉我们要做世界的光。
Now some people think that the scripture is contradictory.
有人就说圣经这样讲不是有互相矛盾的地方吗？
But if we seek to understand its truth, it can never contradict itself.
但我们也知道圣经神的话是永远不能够互相矛盾的。
For instance,
比如说,
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世上的光。
He also said, you are the light of the world.
他同时也说你是世上的光。
How can this be? He is the light of the world, or we are the light of the world. Which is it?
所以到底是耶稣是世上的光，还是我们是世上的光呢？是怎么一回事呢？
He is the light of the world.
没错，他是世上的光。
He told us to be the light of the world.
他告诉我说你们也要做世上的光。
How are we to do this?
我们怎么能做世上的光呢？
We cannot do it unless He is the light within us.
我们没有办法达到这个目的的，除非这个光，耶稣这个光是在我们里面。
We must accept Him as the light.
我们必须把他的光接受到我们里面。
And He comes to live in this human body.
然后他住在我们这个身体里面。
In the person of His Holy Spirit.
然后靠着他的圣灵住在我们里面。
And He will be the light through us. Into our world.
他就会从他里面让我们能够发光到外面去。
We can be light only as He is light.
我们只能因我们这个光只能就是像耶稣那样的光。
When He is in control in our lives, He will shine through us.
当他在我们生命中做主的话，他的光就会从我们里面彰显出来。
The scripture speaks of saints of old.
这个圣经里面讲到一些过去的圣人吧。
Who after having been with Jesus,
他们是跟随耶稣的。
Had a face that shone with the brightness of God.
然后他们的信心就充分的能够照耀出神的荣耀。
In that same sense,
这个同样的这个圣者。
When we spend time with Jesus,
同样的道理，当我们与耶稣同在的时候，花时间跟耶稣在一起的时候，
In his word and through prayer,
在靠他的话语，然后靠我们靠祷告。
His presence in our lives becomes evident.
然后他的生命在我们里面就能够彰显出来。
To those who are around us.
别人在我们身边人就能够清清楚楚看到他的光。
Jesus said, "Let your light so shine that they may see your good works."
耶稣说。叫你的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为。
So we are to be doing good works.
所以我们应该是做一些好事，对不对？
In the book of Ephesians, Paul reminded the Ephesian believers, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship.
保罗在以弗所书第二章第十节说，
created in Christ Jesus.For good works.
Okay, let me find it, okay. Okay, Ephesians, Ephesians 2, 2, 2, okay, 10. 2:10, got it.
For we are his workmanship.
Okay, 我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
为要叫我们行善，
which God prepared in advance for us to do.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You see, God has already prepared the good works He wants us to do.
所以神已经把他要我们做的善功已经准备好了。
And only as we obey Him,
只有当我们遵从他的旨意的时候，
can we get done the good works He wants us to do.
我们才能够完成他要我们预备好的善功，我们才能达成这个善功。
These good works are to be an evidence of His light in us shining through.
这些善功就是他那个从我们生命里的光能够照出来的一个证据。
So we ask ourselves, what does salt and light have in common?
所以我们问一下，这个盐跟光有什么相同之处呢？
Why would Jesus put these two very different elements together in almost the same sentence?
为什么神耶稣要把盐跟光这两个看起来好像大不相同的东西摆在一起呢？
What does salt and light have in common?
那盐跟光有什么相同之处呢？
I believe it is this.
我相信是这样的。
It is their strategy of penetration.
主要是他们能够渗入的这个功能。
You see, for salt to accomplish that for which it is intended to do, it must penetrate the meat.
所以像如果要盐能够做成他预先那个预备好的这个善功的话，他必须要能够渗透到这个肉里面。
For light to accomplish that which it is destined to do, it must penetrate the darkness.
那盐的话如果能够完成它原来的功能的话，它必须要穿透这个黑暗。
This is the strategy by which we are to be on mission for him in our world.
所以这也是我们应该的发出的功能。
Jesus said, "Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it."
耶稣说，如果为我的原因舍命的话，就会找到生命。
Do you see, the salt doesn't find its purpose in just being salt.
你可以想想看，这个盐，如果只是做它自己盐的话，并不能发挥它的功能。
It only finds its purpose as it loses itself in the meat.
它只有当它在这个肉里面把自己都融化了以后，消失了以后，它才能够发挥它的功能。
In the same way,
同样的
light doesn't find its purpose in just being light.
光也不能够只是因为我就是光就能够发挥完成它的做这个目的。
It finds its purpose in penetrating the darkness.
它只有当它能够穿透黑暗的时候，它才能够发挥它的功能。
And both salt and light, as they carry out their purpose,
说盐跟光，他们能够完成他们的使命，
make a difference in our world.
在我们的人世世界里面造成一个很大的作用。
In that very same way,
同样的。
We are to make a difference.
我们也必须在这世界上有所作为，能够发挥我们的作用。
In our broken, dark world.
在我们这个破碎的黑暗的世界里面。
We lose ourselves as we discover the purpose God has for us of being salt and light.
当我们知道神要我们做光做盐的目的何在的时候，我们就自己就把自己的自我能够舍去。
And didn't Jesus say to us?
那耶稣不是也告诉过我们吗？
Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
为我舍命的将会得到生命。
Thank you for listening to me this morning.
谢谢大家。
Father, cause these words to penetrate our hearts and lives in such a way that we will indeed be salt and light in our broken world.
父啊，求你让我们这些话语能够深入我们的心里，让我们能够做在这个黑暗的世界里面能够做光做盐。
Now, as our worship team comes to lead us in our next hymn.